Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
4-17.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
You have 11, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock here from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. The Chicago Wolves are currently in a battle for first place. Catch the Wolves as they host the defending champions Cleveland this Saturday at 7. First to 5,000 fans receive trading cards courtesy of Vienna Beef. Bears general manager Ryan Pace has reiterated over and over again the importance of building through the NFL draft. In less than 1 month, he'll make his third straight top 10 selection, this one the third pick overall. Pace leaving his options open.
You know, we'll have an elite group of names that, you know, we're confident that'll be there, you know, three names, you know, yeah. But beyond that, okay, this draft, there's some pretty good depth in this draft too. So are there scenarios, and it's easier said than done, where we can trade back, you know, and that those things will be discussed too.
As I mentioned, the draft coming up sooner than you might think. First night is April 27th in Philadelphia. To hockey now, Blackhawks back on the ice tonight versus the Pittsburgh Penguins on the road. Ryan Hartman should be back tonight for the Blackhawks. The rookie was benched after committing two penalties Saturday and sat out of Monday's game versus Tampa as well. Baseball, just four days out from the Cubs season opener. They play their final game in Arizona today versus the Athletics. Shortstop Addison Russell has been experiencing back issues throughout spring, but expects to be ready for the Cardinals on Sunday night.
We're trying to start the season out on like a good note, and definitely in St. Louis, you know, so that's kind of the goal. But if the back doesn't feel well till then, you know, maybe that's something that we have to do. But the way that I'm feeling, I don't think that's necessary.
One player for the Cubs who will definitely start the season on the DL, reliever Brian Dunsing. The lefty has been dealing with back issues of his own throughout spring training as well. As far as the White Sox go, their final game in Arizona today when they face the Padres at Camelback Ranch. They open up Monday versus Detroit. And in the NBA, the Bulls are off tonight, but they host Cleveland tomorrow at the United Center. Point guard Cameron Payne available in that one as he was recalled today from the D-League. Cristiano Felicio will be a game-time decision for tomorrow. He's been nursing a bruised back. Join the Score and Dos Equis at Miller's Ale House off Butterfield Road in Lombard Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Come by, watch the game, enjoy a cold Dos Equis, and grab some great Score prizes. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. First game on The Score is Sunday night when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 7 o'clock here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Eagle and Parkinson's Score, worst show. No, see, that wasn't any better.
Thank you very much, Kevin Zipak, for the updates, replete with teases. I love when the update guys tease their own content for later in the day. It's a nice touch. Seriously.
Sure. You did a great job.
Thank you to Rick Camp and Jay Zawoski for doing what you do, producing the show. Great
job. Thought it was rhetorical.
Ray Diaz.
I was staying out of it.
Hey, man. I was serious, Kevin.
No, I was staying out of it because yesterday I kept interrupting
that's right.
Proppers, so I didn't want to say anything.
Right, and this is my magic proppers moment.
Yesterday, am I wrong?
We were talking yesterday, and then it stopped, and then you were looking for the way in today.
Yeah, no. All good. All good.
I do like when they tease the next half hour update.
Right?
Yeah.
Or actually, what Kevin had said this morning was, we've got a lot of Ryan Pace and John Fox tape. You'll be hearing it throughout the day.
You'll hear more of it throughout the day.
And then he's mixed up, right? Yeah. And he's mixed up his usage of cuts all day. It's been good stuff.
Yeah.
Not everybody is the same. thank you to our...
Names?
Names are Ray Diaz, who helped. Brian Gertz, who does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Names are Mike Florio, who was on the show today.
Yeah.
Was that it? Is that all we had?
Only guest we had on the show today.
We did. We did
didn't
what,
need any more.
No, we didn't. We did What Team Am I On for baseball.
Okay. Cheaters.
They were cheating, right?
Cheaters.
It was impossible.
No way on this. I mean, come on. Cheaters.
I've never felt less qualified than I did during that game. It was
really difficult. It was. But I mean, first of all, did anybody bring up the possibility of voice recognition software where they've got it set up so as soon as you say the name, their screen populates, right?
No, people were saying that one of the websites has, like, after three letters that you type in, it'll pop up.
The
like
options pop up.
Yeah.
You guys giving something away?
Yeah.
Score prize packs.
So I see people were...
Yeah. But for years, like a score prize pack has been what? Like a mug and a shirt and a
chapstick.
A hat.
Yeah, it's good chapstick. Like, yeah. See, I would contend...
You didn't say it was a great prize.
I would contend that the segment works if nobody wins, and the segment also works if people win, even if they're cheating. Because everybody's...
Kind of like the show.
Yeah, right? But everybody's playing along.
Life.
We heard from people who are playing along in their car or in their cubicle or whatever, trying to know.
It was hard.
It is hard.
Just shouting out Brad Ziegler, and I'm like...
Yeah.
Coming up with names is fun. Like, you know, that's like the old school stuff that this station used to do, where names would just be thrown around. Like, the last couple of days, just on a whim, just messing around talking, it's happened a couple of times on the... and then you see, you know, you'll see, like... 15, 20 texts in an hour, and then you say that, and you have 150 names of people that you don't even weren't even thinking about.
What did you get yesterday when you asked for the most despicable athlete who had the most memorable moment, like Christian Laettner?
Oh, we got Bonds.
Yeah,
we got
Barry Bonds, 756.
OJ. We had Lance Armstrong. We had Maurice Claret. I brought up Lawrence Phillips.
Somebody said A.J. Pierzynski in the drop third strike. Yeah. Somebody who's that disliked have something that memorable.
That's in the Laettner family of despicable, but not really.
Right, not criminal.
Not criminal.
Somebody called
Mike
up
Vick,
with the,
I'm sure.
The Ricky Henderson.
How you doing?
Well, today I am the greatest. I believe it was Matt on a car phone. I was like, Matt, come on, man. He's like, I know, but I just hated the guy. I'm like, all right, there you go.
I am the greatest.
Because we were also trying to figure out, does the person have to be disliked at the time? Because in 1973...
Yeah, this guy wanted to go in a time machine and beat up O.J.
When O.J. Simpson broke the 2,000-yard mark in 73, we didn't know he was going to be double murder.
Right. Jumping over suitcases and running over
Hearst commercials.
I think I saw this movie. Sliding Doors or something. Right.
Jumper with Dan Bernstein.
Hey, Jason said I have to get rid of some of my time machines. Right. I got to sell them.
Yeah, I'm coming on used lot. Oh, man. Inflatable wavy arm guy.
I'll take one. You got a DeLorean?
Yeah, one of the DeLoreans.
You got to be careful, though, because if you go back in time, that
you mess with stuff.
Yeah, I know. Butterfly effect.
That's the danger.
You can make your life better, though. Let's be honest. Do the Biff.
Yeah, Back to the Future 2. Go back, gamble on stuff, make money. It's easy.
But the money might change you for the worse.
Money.
I'm willing to try.
He's still looking for Parkinson's Soul.
Brewster's Millions.
Yeah. I love that.
That worked out.
It only worked out
because... It was 2 hours of hell, though.
He learned.
But he got the girl in $300 million.
But he found out that he could have got her broke.
Yeah, but he got her with $300 million.
I understand, but he could have, you know, hey man, he could have shot that shot with his own dirty Cubs jersey on and his, his gambling ways.
I'm sure she would have looked at him the same. I'm sure she would have looked at him the same.
That's one of those movies that was just on cable all the time in every, the early cable days.
And you watched it every time it came on.
Like Eddie and the Cruisers. Eddie and the Cruisers was an early cable movie that was just there all the time.
Brewster's Millions, man.
I love Brewster's Millions.
Yeah, that was fun. That was one of those movies when I was a kid when I felt like I was watching adult television, like, you know, there's a couple curse words in there. I'm like, oh, okay, I can mess around with a little Richard Pryor on this happy level.
Sure. Yeah. All right, so John Candy, one of the best catchers in a baseball movie. I mean, not necessarily as a catcher, but I'll take guys who played catchers in baseball movies for $500. Tom Berenger, very good. John C. Riley in For Love of the Game.
The dude who was Bubba in In Forrest Gump.
Mikelty Williamson.
He played Josh Gibson.
In which one? Okay.
He played Josh Gibson in some movie. Damn it.
Was Robert De Niro a catcher in Bang the Drum Slowly?
He might have been.
Patrick Renna, The Sandlot, Porter.
He's on commercials right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who was the catcher in Bull Durham? Was it Crash?
It's Crash Davis.
He was a catcher. Crash Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was actually. That's the best swing. Kevin Costner is clearly the best baseball swing for a catcher. Because Tom Berenger's is awful.
His dad was the catcher in Field of Dreams, right? That's his dad.
Yes.
Or as my brother used to call it, Field to Dream. Field to Dream. Want to come over here and Field to Dream?
Never seen it. Field of Dreams nor Bull Durham.
Wow.
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 I would venture to say.
That's my predator.
And I'm not judging. Listen.
I'm different levels, but I can dig it.
Well, why is it
I can
different
dig it. Yeah.
That's a terrific movie in sports, right?
Here's the thing.
Don't take this as judgment,
but I would venture to say.
Not from you.
That you are the only. I would bet. I'm not a betting man.
You're probably right.
I would bet you are the only full-time sports radio talk show host in whatever range of markets you want, markets 1 through 30.
Go 1 through 15.
That has not, maybe cut off Miami. Right. Maybe somebody has not seen one of those. But I guarantee you, you're the only one who has yet to see both.
I'm thinking of Raging Bull. Bull Durham, Raging Bull is Robert De Niro.
Yeah, right.
De Niro
Bull's as Jake LaMotta.
Yeah, I haven't seen Bull Durham or Field of Dreams.
Okay.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But I was thinking of Raging Bull.
Yeah. Okay. You've seen Raging Bull. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, but I would venture to say that you have a place of distinction among people who do what we do.
No interest? You seem like wearing it with like a badge. You're like, nah, I'm good.
No, I'm saying I haven't seen them and I don't.
You don't feel the need to seek it out. Yeah, that's because, like me and Predator.
The references.
You've heard every reference.
Yeah. And they aren't referenced a lot in conversation that
anymore.
Yeah, so.
I mean, me neither.
But. Friends of mine were in Bull Durham because it was being filmed there when we were there.
Oh, nice.
Soul of the Game is the movie you're talking about.
Yes. Seen Soul of the Game.
Which I don't think I saw. Gina Davis in League of Their Own. Very good catcher.
Ah, Dottie Hinson. Mm-hmm. Yes. And the actual woman on whom Dottie Hinson was based, who passed away relatively recently, I think, was just the best.
Yeah.
She was fabulous. Because the original Rockford Peaches.
Yeah,
the Rockford Peaches used to come around to some Rockford minor league games that I did. And we'd have them up in the booth. And unbelievable storyteller.
I love that.
Really terrific fun. Movie. Oh, it's a great movie.
Yeah. Amazing.
Always gets me.
The peeing scene is real, too. When he stands at the urinal for
the
like a
Dugan.
Minute and a half, they talked about like how they were waiting, like all right, to start the line, and he's just letting it ride.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Fun movie trivia right there.
Yeah.
So did you guys gain any clarity on the Bears quarterback situation after they spoke?
In a bad way, yeah. We're gonna get to that a little bit. There's a dynamic at work here that I just find a little predictable and troubling, I guess, to the extent that Bears quarterback issues could really be considered troubling at this point. It's just something you're used to, you know. Yeah,
it's like understanding Nana is never going to remember your name again. you know what I'm saying? Like you're still gonna go visit Nana.
You're still gonna go take Nana.
You know Nana's got a Werther's original in her pocket for you.
I wish, but you know that
Nana and your relationship will never be what it was when you were a child.
It's also the phase where the grandparent begins calling the grandkid by the name of their own kid.
Yes. Oh, sure. My grandmother had
all the time.
My grandmother had 5 sons. And
she would go down the line?
Dude.
That's what my nana did. Dude. Exactly. I was the youngest of 5.
She said, Wayne, Greg, Nelson, Jason. I'm like, we're not all here, Nana. We're not John all here.
That's my nana. John, Bob, Suze, and Matt. She would go completely down the line.
You
of
just
kids.
Had to like hit her on the back like the old TV set. Like, all right, come on, ladies, spit it out.
I got to reset, Nana.
It's going to cost you $25 out your purse, Nana. Whether you know it or not.
I would have killed for a Werther's Original. She had like these...
Brock's Royals.
The sour gummies we've that were covered with the sugar.
You and the Werther's Originals, you were old way before your time, bro. Those things sucked.
Dude, I love them. I still love them.
Do you?
Werther's Originals?
Really?
Terrible
Absolutely
candies.
Great. What are you talking about?
They were tasty.
Butterscotch? Like the butterscotch discs?
Yeah, I know what you're
know
okay with
exactly
those?
What
they were.
And then Werther's.
If you sucked them down to a certain... you know, a certain
sliver.
Like, yeah, sliver. They can be used as ninja stars. They can pierce skin. I kid you not. I've thrown a Werther's Original at a cousin, and it got stuck. And it was a nice little scar left.
What do you mean it got stuck? Like, into the neck?
Dude, it's hard to
That's
good.
Like a hard throw.
That's a great James Bond weapon. Like some like a randomized
one
thing.
As he throws a Werther's Original.
The kid who didn't see Bull Durham.
As he's walking through, and you know, he's showing him the new weapons,
the pen.
Yeah. And
instead of using a lighter as a gun,
Werther's Original.
He sucks a candy down. You know,
see, like in the climactic moment, he's frantically trying to suck it down so it's actually throwable.
Come on, that's a MacGruber scene right there. That's what that is.
Telling you, candies is weapons. It's a new topic here on the show.
Oh, a stale Tootsie Roll. A stale individual Tootsie Roll is
Jolly
like the
Rancher.
Yeah, it's like, real good.
Hard candy.
That can be, sure. That can be sucked down to a knife.
Do you remember before Jolly Ranchers were in actual like little droplet form, we used to get them in rectangular bars.
Yeah, the sheet.
A small rectangular bar. Those got really sharp. The other thing they would
do. Go to the top like a popsicle.
Mm-hmm. Right. You could make a shiv out of it. Mm-hmm. They would also in our metal desks at school. They were really those things were really popular at school, and we'd sneak candy in, and when it stuck, you know, you'd like quick and surreptitiously put it in down back in your desk, and it would bond like
very sticky,
like epoxy. And you'd have to take your ruler or your compass and just like jab at it to get it loose.
Those were the days. Sneaking the radio in to listen to the World Series. Wait a minute. I never did any of those things.
Cutting school to watch a day game.
That's the old Woody Allen.
Running home from bar mitzvah practice to catch the Cardinals. No, that's my dad. Yeah. Sorry.
I think it's the Woody Allen bit when he says, my life started to flash before my eyes. He said, and I'm back at the general store, and then I'm going down to the fishing hole to catch a mess o' catfish, gonna get a piece of gingham for Emmy Lou. And then I realized... This isn't my life. But someone else's life is flashing before my eyes.
And then you remember that part where he inappropriately touched his children?
Yeah. You have to do
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, man. You go into the bit, and all I'm sitting here thinking is like...
I am too.
I don't want to laugh at it.
That 25 seconds is why I've never seen a Woody Allen movie either.
Well, that's right, a stand-up routine.
Right there. There it is.
Hey, man,
I'll skip on the stand-ups.
There's a lot of good gags that will now just die in the vine. I mean, when he's playing cello in the marching band. I love that.
Have you seen...
Play cello for 5 seconds and... Gets up, runs the chair.
And remember what the piano teacher said, too. He had no concept of the instrument. He was blowing into it.
Have you seen the new Chappelle?
No, we
I've
were
seen
talking
the first
about
one,
it.
Not the second one
he,
yet.
He talks about what Bill Cosby meant to him and meant to a lot of people. And do you just throw all that away? The conversation that we've had before about
the
entertainers and, you know, the charitable donations and all the things that Bill, like
universities,
universities.
Does everything get negated?
Do all those go away? And it's kind of like the paternal conversation that a lot of Penn State people have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not child molestation, but you know, rape. And he actually makes a joke about who's suffering is worse as well when he does the women joke versus, you know, black men or black African Americans in this country. It's like, you suffered, but our suffering's a little bit different.
He's like, now you've gone too far.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I only saw the first one, but I also saw him live in the last year.
I'd
recognize some of the material from it. I think he's great. I thought seeing it live, smoking cigarettes, the stage presence, improvisation more, interacting with the audience.
Yeah.
I felt like the mystery that surrounds Chappelle, I felt like I was in the presence of utter greatness because I loved the show. I loved the stand-up. This special I thought was fine. I didn't think it was great. I didn't think it was his best work. I thought it was much better when I saw it live.
Yeah, I saw him at the Tabernacle in Atlanta a few years back, and he didn't have his full 60. So 35 minutes in, he said, like, I'm working on stuff, guys. And then he just sits on the edge of the stage, and he just starts talking to everybody. And it was cool. And me and my lady left, and we got in the car. We didn't talk about it. And then as soon as we got home, she's like, what'd you think of that? And I was like, it was okay. You know, like, you've seen him be great before.
Yeah.
And then you see him come back, and you're like, ah, but he's back. And now with this, with the bag that he got from Netflix, I mean, that dude got $60 million.
Did he really?
Yeah, for three specials. $20 million a pop.
A big bag.
Dude, and Netflix owns stand-up comedy right now.
Well, they kind of took what Louis C.K. was getting ready to do and demolished it.
Mm.
Like, Louis C.K. was giving people a shot at seeing his stand-ups for $5 a pop so he can control...
On his own website, his own email list.
And Netflix was like, yo, we got more money than Louis C.K. How about we buy Louis C.K. and everyone else? Chris Rock's getting he's getting $40 million for two stand-ups coming up here soon.
Yeah, Amy Schumer got a ton of money.
I always love, like, what Louis was trying to do is, like, what Radiohead tried to do. They were one of the first bands. Like, come just buy a record directly from us. Yeah, pay whatever you want.
Ticketmaster's hands.
Remove it.
Over the top.
Netflix said, all right, we've got more money than you. Mm-hmm. We'll buy you and your friends. But I didn't, like, while watching it, you could see the moves. Mm-hmm. You see them and you're like, aha, that's what it used to be.
Mm. Yeah.
But I've never felt like time has passed a comedian by that quickly. Like, it seems like I was just watching him.
And I thought he was great live. I don't know what it was.
I saw him live too, and I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
And man, the build up to it, I think, is exceptional. Like, you're about to watch.
No question.
Because I saw Bill Burr when I was down there too. And he came on the show, and he was the same Bill Burr that he was on the stage as he was on the show. And I'm sitting there like, this was awesome. Like, I thought Bill Burr was terrific. I think David Chappelle is fantastic.
He's a genius.
Some of these guys are funny because they're damaged, right? And then if it crosses over to more damaged than funny, you end up being very, very raw and just kind of giving you stuff, whether it's funny or not.
I don't even know if it's the fact that he stepped away is what I have a problem with. I just think some of the stuff just wasn't funny.
Wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know?
He and Chris Rock did 90 minutes together this weekend in New Orleans. Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Chappelle just showed up.
He's been popping up at local comedy shops and, you know, just working on his stuff. A lot of these dudes are doing that too. Like, Kevin Hart is showing up in like small 50 person venues and, you know, making.
They're also scared of cell phones and their act getting leaked on the internet that they just have to get the reps in.
A lot of people have been accusing Kevin of stealing jokes too.
Ooh.
So what's happening is
Carlos Mencia?
Well, he's popping up and like, yo, I'm going to do this material and show you that it's not the case. And he's actually been funnier, you know, because his last stand up was trash to me. Like, I'm a big Kevin Hart fan.
Are you?
Yeah. His last stand up was awful because he's gotten to a point where he's so rich and he's not experiencing anything.
Yeah, but the point is well taken, Danny, is that when comedians talking about not being able to workshop stuff, because everything is national immediately now, that you can't go too far. You can't learn from a small audience. And when you use the term get your reps in, there's no place to practice.
Well, Seinfeld says he won't do college campuses anymore because kids get offended too easily.
Chris Rock won't either.
And Chappelle put like seed money in this technology where you go to these shows and they will, if you bring a cell phone, it locks it up. You can't get it out for an emergency, a 911 call or anything like that. And you're just carrying around this plastic pouch. And the only way they can get it's like removing the magnetic tag at a Macy's or something.
They have to
unlock these pouches for your phone.
And even Michael
Richards really wishes that it existed.
Somebody could still walk out of that room and remember the joke and bring other. I mean, that still doesn't really accomplish what you want.
Well, that happened back in the day, too, though.
It did, but not as quickly. Something couldn't immediately be broadcast to everyone. Like, I mean, it would go by word of mouth and you'd hear things, but you're still able to buy yourself some time and gauge a reaction. Say, okay, that didn't work, or there were way more gasps than laughs, and know that, all right, I got to change this word. I got to maybe make this guy
definitely
a different
sensitive. And when you say sensitive, it's like, oh, are you saying that it's the wussification? No, we're in a more aware and sensitive society.
Mm-hmm.
And I do hate that it's bled into comedy in most ways, though. Like, obviously, Michael Richards goes completely over the line. We all know that. Mm-hmm.
But probably would have came out no matter what.
Right, exactly. Like,
when you're holding on to that.
right. No one's excusing that.
But comedy needs to be dangerous.
Exactly. And there has to be intent attached to it, right?
But it It can be dangerous, but it better be funny.
Yeah, well, of course. Well, that's their job.
George Bernard Shaw, if you want to tell people the truth, you better make them laugh or they'll kill you.
There are too many guys who are taking these leaps who aren't funny. And when you're not funny, you're going to get what you deserve.
Speaking of not funny, we'll be back tomorrow at 9 to 1.
Could have just let us into with that.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Well, I think these last 20 minutes have proven it for all of us.
But actually, we did some pretty serious stuff yesterday. Jason started out with about an impassioned 10 minutes that set off a pretty substantive discussion about what Bomani Jones wrote about Colin Kaepernick, his current situation. And what was kind of cool was amid exactly the response that you'd expect, I mean, the usual, the exact, I mean, you could write the texts, the hinterland howling.
The calls were different.
The calls were different. And in the aftermath, some emails that came in, some tweets that I got, some people who contacted me, who legitimately said that they thought differently about the situation because of the discussion we had. And that's pretty cool that mm-hmm. for all of the screaming and entrenched tribalism, to get a couple people to maybe move incrementally or maybe just open themselves to seeing something from somebody else's perspective is pretty gratifying. So
well,
it's
good. And then that's one
teach one. Yeah, I think there's more people that realize that and understand it. But
hey, man,
in this day and age, you're feeling like you're yielding a territory if you agree or if you say, okay, I learned something from you.
Well, I lived that with you, Jay, when the shootings were going down and we had those couple of segments that people actually listened to and talked differently for a little while.
It's not territory. It's just conversation. Mm-hmm. I get my mind changed or a different viewpoint on things every single day that, when I talk to you guys, because you guys have different backgrounds and different perspectives than I have. And, you just hope that everybody's is understood. Like right now we're in a point in our society that there are a lot of middle-aged to older white men who feel like their perspective is not being represented or being trampled upon. And they have a right to feel that, and people should be listening to them as well. So like I'm all about that kind of conversation if you want to have it. And I feel like sometimes even people who claim to be on the side of right, rush past that. And when you leave those people, some of them need to be left. But when you leave those people, don't be surprised if there's
these
uprisings that are misinformed and ignorant.
No, I heard it yesterday. It was good stuff. And I loved Bomani's column. He's nothing short of a genius in our field. But have a good show today, guys.
All right, fellas.
They're Burnsy and Goff on the score.
See the Cubs defend their world championship title live at Wrigley for every single home game this season for free.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
It's our Cubs season tickets giveaway. Listen to the score all day now through April 8th to find out when you can qualify. When Pat Hughes says
the Cubs are going to the World Series,
see the sixth call to the contest line at 312-591-6700 and you'll qualify to win a pair of Cubs regular season tickets.
The Cubs have done it.
From Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by the new Disruptor work shoe from Timberland. Visit your local retailer to get a pair. Because the NBA regular season is a never-ending slog, it's easy to lose track of date, time, and standings, which is why most people probably didn't notice Tuesday morning standings. In first place in the East, not the Cleveland Cavaliers. When the Cavs were routed Monday in San Antonio, they fell a half game behind the Boston Celtics, with Washington and Toronto not far behind. Throw in the fact that LeBron James had to come out of the game with a neck injury, and there's reason to be a tad nervous in Cleveland right now. James is a tank and will no doubt be okay. But it's worth remembering that he's 32. Not that old, but he's in his 14th season and has played in six straight finals. That's a lot of basketball. Time to panic? No. Time for concern? Certainly. I'm John Feinstein.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Your weekly horoscope. Aries, this week you may feel a sudden desire to take a nice vacation and get yourself in shape. Taurus, your love life gets bumped up a notch. If you're single and looking, this may be your week. Gemini, delay any big decisions as long as you can. In a few days, some additional options may emerge. Cancer, stop the juggling act. This is the perfect time to get things done. Leo, you spend the week trying to come up with some fun plans without having to spend your hard-earned cash. And Virgo, your challenge is crossing things off your to-do list at work. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Major League Baseball players staged the first collective strike this week in 1972. That same week in 72, Wilt Chamberlain played his last pro basketball game. This week in 1982 had the first NCAA Women's Basketball Championship. The first Soviet hockey players were permitted to play for the NHL this week in 1989. This week in 1990, Jack Nicklaus made his debut in the Seniors Golf Tournament. And this week in 1992, the NHL players began their first strike.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by WOW, Internet, Cable, and Phone.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are currently in a battle for first place. Catch a game as they host the defending champs Cleveland this Saturday at 7. The first 5,000 receive trading cards courtesy of Vienna Beef. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Pittsburgh tonight. Ryan Hartman will play after being benched the last two games. Puck drops at 7. Spring training, the Cubs season opener is Sunday. They play their final game in Arizona today when they take on Oakland. John Lackey gets the start, first pitch 3:05. Off the field, Addison Russell expects to be ready for the Cardinals on opening night. Brian Dunsing will start the season on the DL, which means Matt Caesar and Tommy LaSella both made the opening day roster. The White Sox face the Padres today, first pitch 2:05. They open up at home Monday against Detroit. In the NBA, the Bulls are off again tonight. They host Cleveland tomorrow. Cristiano Felicio is a game-time decision with a bruised back, and Cameron Payne was recalled from the D-League. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The first game on The Score is Sunday at 7 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. When you want to root for your team from your couch, order Buffalo Wild Wings takeout. Just download the new app and you can customize your orders, save your favorites, and schedule when to pick it up. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go! Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Bernstein and Goff is on. We've got Mark Gonzalez to talk about the Cubs at 2:40. They have finalized their roster. A couple of surprises with Brian Dunsing going on the disabled list.
He got allowing... Matt back.
Yeah, it does.
He got back.
Not a good start for him, but it allows both Tommy LaStella and Matt Caesar to be part of a very, very deep position player bench. Talk about that and more with him. Then at 3:40, baseball talk around MLB with Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com. He wrote about the top five staffs and lineups this week. And not surprisingly, he thinks the Cubs are going to be pretty good. We have some surprises along the way as well. We will also digest some of the comments from GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox. It's the time of year where we figure out what's true, what's not, what's meaningful, what's not. We will do our best to do that and find out what you think as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at BernsteinGoff@670thescore.com. You listen to us live there because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting at 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. And our website for all podcasts and more is Bernstein and Goff Show. .com. American Needle brings us the video streaming. It brings it to your screens at watch670thescore.com or on Facebook Live on the Score's Facebook page. The stream directed by Brian Gertsch.
Now Connor Gillespie, and he was a fill-in for Eduardo Nunez. Knocked in six of the Giants' 16 runs in the playoffs.
He might have the biggest knob in the league. That's a big knob he's wielding
yes,
up there.
Yes, it is. That is an astute observation.
Well, that's why they pay me. But that's kind of the fun thing about the postseason, right?
Right.
How these guys kind of rise up out of nowhere.
To clarify your comments, because you know how this stuff goes, right?
Yeah.
They call
knob
me
of
a
the
knob?
Bat?
No. The knob of your bat. So that looks like it's taped, right? Is that tape around the knob?
Nice try, Lenny.
He knows. He knows what he was doing.
You can tell they knew.
He knows.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Was that
having a little spring training fun?
That's okay.
That's all it is. You know, you figure you don't have the same amount of viewers. Can you work on your blue routine a little bit?
It's all right.
I'm with it.
That's fine.
It's my favorite broadcast.
Our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski.
You know who's standing by with Brooke Olsendam? Yusuf Nurkic.
Career high. Just how personally satisfying was this win for you?
I kind of feel a little bit away, so I need to bring back.
You know, when I came here and I said that we want to be in a playoff team, so we kind of be, you know, off there. So we right now there, and I wish those guys happy summer.
Yeah. Former Bulls property, Yusuf Nurkic.
Yep, he and Gary Harris became Doug McDermott.
No. He and Gary Harris became campaign. Get it right.
Well, eventually.
No. Nope. I don't know who you speak of.
Hey, recalled. Recalled from the D-League.
I don't know who you speak of, but he, yeah. The man that is getting 18 and 12, I believe, in the last month or so for the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah.
Campaign.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We didn't talk Bulls at all yesterday.
It's kind of nice. I know. We have some stuff we got to do. There's other NBA things,
we
too.
We didn't do it at all, Shep. I didn't think about it until I got home. I was like, you know, you think about it, like, man, it's a couple of things that I forgot to get to, and oh yeah, we didn't talk Bulls at all yesterday. For the crowd though that hates the Bulls, I got something for you today.
Oh really?
No. I got something for you today. Oh. It's kind of like when you bring the class together and you have a few volunteers step up before they know what the hell they're gonna do. I got something for you today, and that's for my hockey peeps.
Are you calling for volunteers?
I'm not setting you up in a bad way either. Okay. If you are a hockey head and you're tuning into the beginning of this show, and you're like, all right, what the hell is Goff talking about right now? Stay tuned. At some point, I'm going to need your help. And yes, you. You know, I know you're looking around your cube, and you're like, who the hell is he? Yes, you, hockey guy
okay. Or
hockey girl. I'm going to need you.
Is that an open-ended hockey question, though?
No.
Okay.
No, it's an exact question, actually.
Okay.
It's a very easy question to answer. Very easy question.
Okay.
Because I feel like I've been lied to.
When do you want to do this? Want to do this at pick a time? Want to do 4 o'clock? You want to do...
Tanny? Shep? Look at this. As they look at each other, Tanny's like, the 7 p.m. The 1st of February. Yeah, you guys think I'm the hockey dream killer on this show. It's Chris Tannehill, ladies and gentlemen. It's the brother at the bank. My man, Chris Tannehill. So, yes, I will need your
help. This is not the time to do hockey.
He hits that button in his sleep, by the way. But, yeah, I will need your help at some point. So stay tuned, hockey people.
All right, so you guys will decide at a time, mm-hmm. and then we'll let people know when, mm-hmm. when that's going
on. Or they
on.
Should be, or our hockey peeps. Don't do that! You can't do that to them. They're very sensitive.
Well, then don't ask one of us or both of us what time to do it. Just do it.
They're very sensitive people. I want them to be holding on and thinking to themselves, what nonsense is Goff going to hit me with? But I'm actually going to hit you with the actual factuals of your engagement as a hockey fan the last 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
The aforementioned audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
No, I made him unload all of his cuts because he wanted to make fun of me.
And can you explain just what CJ McCollum was able to do tonight?
I mean, just one war. He's a bucket. That's he do. That's what he pay. Every time he step on the court, he get bucket. That's he man. That's my man.
Hey, acclimating nicely.
CJ McCollum, the C stands for gets or something. He's look, Nurkic is... That's a big Bosnian sack of fun there.
Yeah.
That's 290 pounds of Bosnian glory there, right? Yeah,
they had him and my other guy on that team, on the same Nuggets team. They just couldn't get minutes for both big men. And now they're flourishing. He's flourishing in Portland, and my guy's still in Denver bodying LeBron James anytime he tries to check him in the post. But no, it's some fun things happening in the NBA right now, just not in this city.
Yeah, this kind of exempted from the fun things.
Yeah.
No fun for Chicago. We have determined as a league, they are not allowed to have fun unless campaign is on the bench dabbing.
Yuck.
No, thank you. Okay, quick break.
Yes.
And then I want to get to what I'm sensing from the Bears regarding the quarterbacks and their room and the position and mm-hmm. how it kind of feels now, because I'm trying to divine from this something other than just the words that we're getting. It's not an easy task, but look, we've been around this team a long time, and we can start to triangulate some things. So we will do that in a moment on The Score.
It's finally here.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champs are back, ready to defend their title in 2017. Starting Sunday, the Cubs take on the Cardinals on opening night. Our coverage starts at 7 p.m. First pitch, 7:35.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans.
Sports Radio 670, The Score. Official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time, it was chat rooms, then it was dating websites, and then hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Every time something new comes along, it starts out with a bang, but pretty soon everyone moves on to the next big thing. The fact is, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction, and the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone. Face-to-face. Face-to-face is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers take the time to get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. And we're really good at it. Better than some random collection of online profile pics could ever be. At It's Just Lunch, we know the best place to find the spark of attraction is in the eyes of someone sitting across from you, not some device. So stop clicking around and start actually clicking. With other people. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Your new Mercedes-Benz is here at Knauss. Pick your model, grab the keys, and drive it home. This is our spectacular spring sales event at Knauss. Your opportunity to take advantage of special offers on every new 2017 C-Class, E-Class, and S-Class sedan. Every new 2017 Mercedes-Benz Coupe, Cabriolet, and Roadster. Every new SUV model in our extensive Knauss inventory. Whichever Mercedes-Benz model you choose, you'll love its sculpted looks, luxurious interior, comfort, handling, technology, and advanced safety features. Best of all, you'll know you bought it right, with special offers and financing through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Our showroom is ready, our pencils are sharpened, your new car keys are waiting. There never was a better time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss, Route 41, Lake Bluff, Knauss.com.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016 Nielsen certified data network score.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Come into Lowe's and celebrate spring's arrival during our annual Spring Black Friday event. You'll find great savings on everything you need to liven up your landscape, like 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And get a free bag of Stay Green Lawn Starter Fertilizer with a purchase of select Pennington Smart Seed. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 329 through 45. Fertilizer offer valid 329 through 410. While supplies last, U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
History. This week in 1876 had the first official National League Baseball game. The first golf course was opened in the U.S. This week in 1889. This week in 1891 had the first World Weightlifting Championship. Seattle became the first U.S. team to win the Stanley Cup. This week in 1917. This week in 1919, the Stanley Cup wasn't awarded due to a flu epidemic. This week in 1931, Jackie Mitchell became the first female in professional baseball. The Baseball Hall of Fame opened in Cooperstown, New York, this week in 1938.
Your weekly horoscope.
Libra, even though others drive you crazy, being reserved pays off. Scorpio, what someone's telling you this week may be too good to be true. Sagittarius, people at work will value your friendship more this week. Same thing goes for that special someone you've been eyeing. Capricorn, you'll be called upon to settle a major argument in your group of friends. Aquarius, working ahead this week will make you shine like a star. And Pisces, do what you can to create a great date because romantically, you're on fire. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, we'll have an elite group of names that, you know, we're confident that'll be there, you know, three names, you know, yeah. But beyond that, okay, this draft, there's some pretty good depth in this draft, too. So are there scenarios, and it's easier said than done, where we can trade back, you know, and that those things will be discussed, too.
And like Matt Miller said, this time of year, don't really believe any stuff when it comes to what teams are saying about the draft. But it's different.
Publicly.
It's different than what they're saying about players they actually have. So I want to listen a little bit before we get into this. Let's just see what we can run here of Pace and or Fox regarding the quarterbacks on the roster, regarding what they talk about as that sacrosanct quarterback room and Glennon, Sanchez, etc.
You know, I thought in Dallas this year, you know, he dealt with a kind of a unique situation with their quarterbacks, and I thought he handled it really, very well. And you know, we've talked to a lot of people about him around the league and heard a lot of great things. And when he was with us, he just confirmed a lot of those things. You know, just kind of, you know, where he's at this point in his career and his maturity level and some of the knowledge that he has that he can pull from the past. You know, I think it's good for them to always be pushing each other, you know, so there's competition. But, you know, McGlennon's our starter, you know, and I think, but that doesn't mean that they're not pushing each other throughout practice. And, you know, and I think, and that goes with Connor Shaw, too. So those guys are all competitive guys. We wouldn't want them if they weren't competitive. And I just think it's a healthy competition. You think about Mike's still a young player, you know, and Mike's a young player coming into a starting role in a big market, and Sanchez has done that, you know. So I think having some of those experiences is going to help behind the scenes. You know, we're gonna draft the best players available, you know, wherever that may be. And if it's a quarterback, it's a quarterback. But we're going to take the best players available. I think now, you know, because some of those things are unforeseen. You know, you can't predict some of those things. But right now, I like the way Sanchez blends with Glennon and with Connor Shaw. And we would talk about him all the time in New Orleans, like, obviously through the draft process, but also, hey, was there ever an avenue to trade for this player? And honestly, those conversations with me continued when I got to Chicago, you know, just because he has a lot of traits that we value, you know, and it just never lined up. You're talking to clubs all the time about different scenarios. That goes on probably more than people realize, you know, throughout the season and in the off season, but it just never materialized. And then, you know, here he is. He's a free agent and a guy that I had a lot of conviction on for a long time, and the stars just kind of all aligned for us to get him here this year.
You know why that's a mouthful of nothing, and this is why you should want to be a better team. You should strive to be being a better team, because you can't even lie and say all those things and then draft 20th, 19th, and be like, we couldn't believe this quarterback was here. We had to take him. When you're drafting third, everybody's there for you. Myles Garrett is going to go to Cleveland and hate his life for 10 years. San Francisco is going to do whatever they do, whether it be Solomon Thomas or Mitchell Trubisky. And then you've got two other quarterbacks right there that if you wanted to take one of these guys, you'd be fine. This is what happens when you're a bad franchise or you inherit a bad franchise. You're not drafting in the 20s. So you can't even lie and say, hey, man, we love our room. And then afterwards say, we never thought Deshaun Watson was going to be there at 24.
Oh, sure, we love these guys, but whoa. This is
exactly
on our board. The fact that this guy fell to us, there's too many guys that you could say, that everybody knows you could grab right now. The problem, though, is how many times does a team with a really good quarterback give a rat's red ass about the room? Right? It seems so needy.
With a good one or one who they think would be good.
Because
if you got a young cat, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about wanting to have professionals around him in the room.
That's an alpha dog position.
Chris Poinke thing last year.
If you got your guy, if you know, if you, it just seems so needy.
You don't want rope showers.
It just
You don't want guys to show them how to party and practice and all those good things. Nurturing.
Hey. Get that ball in your hand and sling it to somebody.
Well,
you know?
See, this is where I'm with you halfway on this.
Okay.
I'm with you halfway because
it's needy. You know what I mean?
I understand where you're coming from, Dan.
It's kind of needy.
You know that if you got a gem, you want to do everything you can to polish that gem before you put it on. You know that. And you know, they think Mark Sanchez is that, you know, little piece of felt that will polish that gem in the room.
Tumbler thingy.
Yeah. The thing with the little brush that's hooked to the top of it and you can scrub. I do it every once in a while.
With the basket inside, yes, like the pink liquid.
You go up and down and you're like, it's not getting any cleaner after the first one.
Right.
No, I understand what you're saying, but you don't think there's nothing. You don't think there's anything to be said for nurturing a young quarterback or having guys around him that aren't gunning for his head.
Can I say this and have you understand what I mean?
Uh-oh.
Maybe you're right, but I don't want to hear it.
I can dig it.
Not from this team. Not right now. The last thing I want to hear about these Bears in this situation is how they're nurturing of Mike Glennon. What are we talking about here? Come on. Come on.
No, I understand.
Because it reminds me, what happens is the alarm bells go off because of my Rick Meyer experience.
I, as soon as you started doing this, I thought about Rick Meyer.
And that was my experience was all the excitement, and they make the move, and here he is, and this is the guy, and he was all rookie, whatever, and Notre Dame, and they love him, and they love his makeup.
Sean Springs, right? That's what the pick turned into?
And then by the third exhibition game, it was, we got to throw short passes to build his confidence.
Good play.
And the first practice, people looked, all open practices, and we watched every single throw, and he couldn't get it to a guy. He couldn't do it in 7-on-7 in shells. They couldn't do it in 11-on-11, like simple, in-rhythm passes, coming out of his hand all funky, and his cadence was weird. Everything about it, we're like, this might suck.
Let's continue this because you've covered other sports as well. And I feel like you've seen moments like this and these words being said before. I just want to know if it's different in football.
Okay. All right. That's perfect.
Is it different in football? Like, let's talk about it.
Yeah, we should unpack that a little bit. Mike Glennon seems like a terrific kid, and he does have some skills. And do not paint this to be preemptively telling you that he sucks. It just seems like the Bears are acknowledging that this is really more developmental than you otherwise would have wanted for that kind of expenditure, that kind of move at this point. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. More to come on The Score.
Coming up tonight at 6 on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
MLB.com's Anthony Castro-Vince has the Cubs rotation ranked in his top 5. He'll explain to me why tonight at 7:45. We're on after Bears All Access.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm here with Jeff Anderson, president and CEO of Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. Jeff, you've said leaders are really psychologists. What does psychology have to do with leadership?
So I heard one of the baseball managers in town say that he's really just a psychologist. That's an amazing observation, given the increased use of sophisticated metrics and the complicated business that modern baseball has become. But the truth is, every institution is a people business, and every leader's most important role is to select, coach, and develop talent. Too often, we get overly focused on desired outcomes or the endless list of tasks we need to complete. The best leaders spend most of their time thinking